Welcome to Citi Field in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Tauchman. Batting second. The second baseman, Nico Hoerner. Batting third. The left fielder, Ian Happ. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Cody Bellinger. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dansby Swanson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jeimer Candelario. Batting seventh. The designated hitter, Christopher Morel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Yan Gomez. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Nick Madrigal. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jameson Taillon. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brandon Nimmo. Batting second. The second baseman, Jeff McNeil. Batting third. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting fifth. The designated hitter, Dan Vogelbuch. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Abraham Almonte. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Mark Vientos. Batting 8th. The catcher, Omar Narvaez. Batting 9th. The left fielder, Rafael Ortega. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carlos Carrasco. And now, play ball. Mike Tauchman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. That is ball 4. Tauchman is on with a walk. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoerner hits a ground ball towards first. Alonso fields it and makes the out, unassisted. Tauchman moves to second. 1 out. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Happ hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Happ is out. Tauchman moves to third. 2 outs. Cody Bellinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bellinger hits a ground ball towards first. Alonso fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo hits a pop-up. Foul, off the third baseline. Madrigal makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeil hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor hits a pop-up towards short. Swanson makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso hits a drive into center field. Going, going, gone. McNeil scores. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Daniel Vogelbuch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vogelbuch strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Swanson hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Swanson is out. 1 out. Jeimer Candelario is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Candelario hits a fly ball towards left. Ortega makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Almonte is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vientos hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Vientos is out. Two outs. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Narvaez hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Narvaez is safe at second with a double. Rafael Ortega is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ortega hits a fly ball towards center. Bellinger makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Yan Gomez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gomez strikes out swinging. One out. Nick Madrigal is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Madrigal hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Madrigal is out. Two outs. Mike Tauchman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tauchman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tauchman hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hoerner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoerner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nimmo is 0-for-1 in the game. Nimmo hits a fly ball towards left. Happ makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McNeil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNeil strikes out swinging. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lindor is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindor strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Happ is 0-for-1 in the game. Happ strikes out swinging. One out. Cody Bellinger is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Alonso makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jaimer Candelario is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Candelario is 0-for-1 in the game. Candelario hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Candelario is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alonso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alonso hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. One out. Daniel Vogelbach is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Vogelbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Vogelbach hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Happ is there and makes the catch. Two outs. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Almonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Almonte hits a fly ball towards center. Bellinger makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Morel is 0-for-1 in the game. That is ball 4. Morel is on with a walk. Yan Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Gomez is safe at second with a double. Morrell scores. It's Cubs, 2, Mets, 2. Nick Madrigal is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Madrigal is 0 for 1 in the game. Madrigal is on first. One out. Tag play challenged by CHC manager, David Ross. Original call upheld upon review. Mike Tauchman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Madrigal is picked off first base. Two outs. Mike Tauchman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tauchman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tauchman strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vientos is 0 for 1 in the game. Vientos strikes out swinging. One out. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Narvaez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Narvaez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Narvaez is out. Two outs. Rafael Ortega is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ortega is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortega hits a pop-up beyond short. Swanson gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Bickford replaces Carlos Carrasco as pitcher. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoerner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoerner hits a line drive towards right. Almonte is there to make the catch. One out. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Happ is 0 for 2 in the game. Happ hits a fly ball towards center. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cody Bellinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bellinger strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nimmo is 0 for 2 in the game. Nimmo hits a fly ball towards center. Bellinger makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McNeil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNeil softly hits a ground ball towards the mound. Talen throws to first, and McNeil is out. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindor strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Trevor Gott replaces Phil Bickford as pitcher. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. Swanson hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Swanson is out. One out. Jaimer Candelario is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Candelario is 0 for 2 in the game. Candelario hits a ground ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Candelario is safe at second with a double. Christopher Morrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morrell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Yan Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gomez hits a fly ball towards right. Almonte is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. the Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alonso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alonso hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. One out. Daniel Vogelbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vogelbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Vogelbach hits a pop-up beyond second. Horner gets back and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Almonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Almonte strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Drew Smith replaces Trevor Gott as pitcher. Jonathan Aaronick Madrigal is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Madrigal is 0-for-2 in the game. One out. Mike Tauchman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tauchman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tauchman hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Horner is 0-for-3 in the game. Horner hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Happ is 0-for-3 in the game. Happ strikes out swinging. Two outs. Josh Walker replaces Drew Smith as pitcher. Cody Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horner, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Cody Bellinger is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bellinger strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Julian Merriweather replaces Jameson Taillon as pitcher. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vientos is 0-for-2 in the game. Vientos hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Narvaez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Narvaez hits a fly ball towards right. Tauchman is there to make the catch. One out. Francisco Alvarez pinch hits for Rafael Ortega batting ninth. Francisco Alvarez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alvarez hits a line drive deep towards right. Tauchman is there to make the catch. Two outs. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nimmo is 0-for-3 in the game. Nimmo hits a ball towards third. Madrigal can't make the play in time. Nimmo gets a base hit. Vientos moves to third. Jeff McNeil batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. McNeil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNeil hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and McNeil is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Adam Ottavino replaces Josh Walker as pitcher. Francisco Alvarez moves from pinch hitter to C. Danny Mendick replaces Omar Narv. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Swanson is 0-for-3 in the game. One out. Jaimer Candelario is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Candelario is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Candelario hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morel strikes out swinging. Two outs. Yan Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gomez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gomez hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Candelario moves to second. Nick Madrigal is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Madrigal is 0-3 in the game. Madrigal hits a line drive towards short. Lindor makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Adbert Alzolay replaces Julian Merriweather as pitcher. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lindor is 0-3 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alonso is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alonso hits a line drive towards right. Tauchman is there to make the catch. One out. Daniel Vogelbach is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vogelbach is 0-3 in the game. Vogelbach hits a ground ball towards the mound. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Citi Field in New York.